Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With hands-free capture on an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.com.
All right, let's go ahead and scout out these Broncos. Broadus, what are we looking at today?
Well, yeah, I think what you need to understand about the Broncos is this is a football team that, you know, Sean Payton is a primary play caller. You would think that Sean Payton was going to try and move you around in motion and all that, though. But if you look at overall, only Tennessee and the Giants shift in motion less than the Broncos. And, you know, you would kind of say, wow, you know, that's kind of unusual for Sean. But think about the teams that are ahead of you in that category. Tennessee with a rookie quarterback, Giants with a rookie quarterback. So now here's Denver with a second-year quarterback. You know, the shifts, the motions, and things like that have come really in the last, you know, couple of weeks. The first 5 weeks of the season, it really, really wasn't all that much for the Broncos, but they're starting to kind of move a little bit more. Maybe they're feeling a little bit more comfortable about their quarterback, his ability to see things, read things, and navigate all that. It really is. They've got a really an interesting group. They've got an explosive offense when it comes to, in my opinion, when you get guys like, you know, with Mims. And, you know, Sutton, the ability to make plays down the field. Dobbins is starting to run the ball a little bit better for them. Harvey is a guy they kind of went with early. You know, he gets put into the mix. Their offensive line is athletic. They're going to try and what we call that you know, that power gap. They could do a lot of that where they double team. They try and push you. And it's very kind of similar to what the Cowboys do, with they try and get that push. You get pullers. This is a team that's really, really big on the pulling of the offensive linemen, whether it's both guards, a guard, a tackle, a guard. This team plays with a fullback as well. We don't, you know, that's kind of a staple of a Sean Payton offense. You know, we remember the days with Taysom Hill, you know, that bigger, the back. And then, so they kind of use him that way. So you're going to get some, you know, some 21 personnel, the two backs, one tight end. You're going to get that kind of a look from Sean Payton. And like I say, there's not a lot of teams that have been, that I noticed just watching their tape, put that fullback in there, but they play with like a true fullback. And that's Adam Panice is Prentice, excuse me, Adam Prentice, who is the fullback for them. So you'll see him line up. They get in a pistol formation, which means they put the running back right behind the quarterback. The Atlanta Falcons are a real big team. The Commanders are a real big team doing this. The Eagles are a big team doing this, where they line the running back right behind the quarterback and then run off that kind of action. So it's a team that's like I say, I mentioned the explosive plays, but they've had some problems. They've had some problems on the right side of their offensive line. And Mike McGlinchey, who was signed from the 49ers, has struggled with some pressures. He struggled with some sacks across the board last week. We've all seen the New York Giants and how they rush the passer. They've got some quality at tackle. They've got quality at edge. If you look at overall the way that the Broncos played last week, each guy had 2 to 3 pressures. So it was really across the board, but it's really on the right side of the offense, you know, where Quinn Mertz and I mentioned Mike McGlinchey have had problems with some twist stunts. They've had some problems with some man up, just straight man stunts, or excuse me, some man one-on-one stuff. And these tackles get put in one-on-one situations about 80% of the time. So they really, really do trust that Garrett Bowles, who plays on the left side, and McGlinchey can handle things one-on-one. And if you're going to go after that right side of that Broncos offensive line, seems to be the one where people have had the most success when it comes to getting pressure.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, for three quarters, the Giants had them bottled up in a big way. Now, the Giants have a great pass rush. Right. So I don't know that the Cowboys can duplicate it the same way there. I haven't noticed that the Broncos have really run the ball overly well this season.
Right.
The running is
really, like I say, with Dobbins has been, they run the ball, or they attempt to run the ball like Dallas does, where it's like I said, they try and get push and get a puller and then get the ball up inside, where Dobbins has been good. The 10-yard runs that they've had have been mainly because of, like, they get some push, a puller, and then all of a sudden he's up to through the hole, missed tackle, and then now he's into the secondary. We had Mark Schlereth on our show yesterday, and he was talking about they really don't run the ball all that well, you know, or they haven't run the ball all that well. If I'm them, I still try. I'm still going to test Dallas, even though Dallas played much better against the Commanders last week and handling Kroski Merritt. I feel like, you know, that Washington and Carolina probably better running game than what the Broncos have right now. So, but it'll still be a challenge to be able, like I say, you'll just have to be ready for it in a little bit different way.
Bo Nix running the football.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll scramble on you quite a bit.
Yeah.
Won't he?
Yeah. This is very much a drop back. And if there's a gap, or if he sees a lane, he's a drop back and go. He's not going to let things develop and hang in the pocket and make throws. His interceptions, a lot of them, the four plays that I watched that were, him rolling to his left and just throwing the ball. He would just make some random throws or try to fit a throw into an area he has no business to. You're rolling to his left and just, okay, let's just chunk it into the middle of the field and see if Sutton or Mims or somebody like that can make a play. You know, I mean, it's just not. Some days you're like going, wow, I could see why, you know, Sean would get a little upset with some of the turnovers and stuff he's had. I've seen him drop the ball in the pocket too. You watch the Tennessee game. He scrambles and he's moving in the pocket. He gets hit, ball's on the ground. So, you know, ball security has been a little bit of a problem that what I saw, just, you know, him having that turnover there. So get after him that way. But yeah, he is a athletic quarterback. He is very much the, you know, get back. I don't see it and just take off. And if you turn your back and start playing man coverage and run and just, you know, give him space, he's going to take every opportunity to run if he can.
Yeah. Do you think this is another game where you should mess around with some more of that man coverage, and maybe blitz a little bit more like you did versus the Commanders?
I'll be interested to see the metrics. I was, you know, kind of diving into them. The film looked like to me that you might want to play a little bit more zone coverage against this guy, just because it looks like the man stuff, he's not always accurate throwing the ball. And Dallas did a really good job because of the, you know, last week with their quarterback, with the Commanders, you know, with that told you to play more man coverage. You know, that told you, like, the numbers that you saw told you, like, listen, you know, this, you're just not going to complete passes. He's not going to complete passes in man coverage. So I think right now, to me, it's probably going to be more zone if against a guy like this that probably doesn't have a lot of experience. You know, Daniels didn't have a lot of experience either. You know, but it seemed like to me, I could say, you watch the tape, the man coverage stuff was a problem. This guy right here, Bo Nix, is more, I think the zones give him more problem of him being a young guy trying to read. I'll dive into it a little bit more this morning after this show and see, you know, if, okay, where specifically has he had his more problems?
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, I saw from John Owning Pro Football Focus, like the Eberflus changes from the Commanders game were pretty apparent. Like, the blitz rate for the Cowboys weeks 1 through 6 was 22%. It goes up to 48% versus the Commanders. Cover one weeks 1 through 6.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Six, under 5%. Cover one versus the Commanders, 38%.
Yeah.
Cover zero, tripled. And the press rate, how often they were getting up there and pressing those corners, goes from 53% to 76%. So you could see tangible differences in the game plan there for Eberflus. And it certainly worked out. That was a prime opponent to do it against, down all those wide receivers. And
absolutely. You had no fear. You had no fear of playing those guys. You really didn't.
How much fear do you have with guys like Cortland Sutton, Marvin Mims, and Evan Engram at tight end?
Yeah, I think Evan Engram has always been a problem. You know, Evan Engram hasn't always been healthy. You know, that's the biggest issues for him. And when he's healthy, you know, I mean, he had a year with the Jacksonville that, and I believe the Cowboys were playing at the time against Jacksonville. I need to go back and look at this, but you know, he was a guy that had his moments against the Cowboys, just couldn't stay healthy. But yeah, this is a guy that's kind of a you know, they always talk about the hybrid players and stuff like this. Guy's more like a wide receiver than he is a tight end. You know, the way that he works in the middle of the field, the way his ability to catch the football, run after catch, has kind of always been good for this guy. So yeah, that could be a little bit of an issue if you don't handle that one. I really do like Courtland Sutton. I like the way he goes and gets the football. Mims is super explosive. You know, Mims is one of those guys that you pop pass, jet sweep, throw him the ball in space. I mean, he can make some things happen. When he gets in space, he could be a real problem to deal with. You know, a little bit of a smaller guy, but super explosive.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are legit. It was good to see Deron Bland get back to kind of being himself.
Right.
Getting his hands on the football, getting the pick six going. He was a tackling machine in that game versus the Commanders. Hopefully that was kind of the breakthrough game for him, and now getting healthy, getting more comfortable. And we'll see what happens with Diggs, I guess. I'm sure we should be hearing from Diggs. What do you think, today, tomorrow?
Yeah, I think the details. Yeah, Jerry Jones was on our station on 105.3 The Fan yesterday, and he was comfortable with the reasoning that he got from Diggs about what happened. The organization's going to let Diggs speak on that. Early when this first all went down, I'd heard one guy told me there's three different stories going around, and I don't know the stories myself, so I can't sit here and report what the stories are, but I had somebody in the organization tell me there's three different stories that he's telling. So evidently Jerry Jones is pleased. Now, Jerry Jones did say something very interesting to Bobby Belt on 105.3 The Fan yesterday, was the fact that Bobby asked him, about where he was at with him, where he was at with the player. And, you know, Jerry was kind of talking about, listen, it's important that you're available. It's important that, you know, that you're, whether it's, you know, the practice and whatever, it's important. And it seemed like to me that Jerry had kind of reopened that wound again that Jerry had about Diggs and availability and stuff like that. And, you know, he was pretty pointed about, hey, it's important. It's important that he's there, you know, but it's nice to have a game where if he's not there, we prove that we can play pass defense. Now, me personally, I think they need Diggs. I do. And I'm not going to sit there and just, you know, if they get mad at him like they got mad at Amari Cooper and move on or whatever, or if Diggs is not bought in, I can't help that. But, you know, he's compensated in a way, and it sounds like I'm pocket watching. I'm really not, but, you know, he's compensated as one of the better cornerbacks in the league, and he's compensated for that because at times he can be. You know, the Cowboys need for him to be bought in, and whatever the Cowboys have to do to make sure that he has the buy-in, I think they need to try. I don't think this is just, oh, let's be mad at the guy and, you know, and get rid of him kind of a thing. I think that he is one of your better corners, and when engaged, he plays at a very, very high level. Right now, he just does not appear to be that engaged in what they're trying to do. And he might be mad at the front office. He might be mad at the coaches. He might be mad at his teammates. I don't know. I'm not living with that group anymore, but I do would like to see him, I would like to see him come out and play like he's capable of playing, but if it's not going to work, it's not going to work.
All right, you're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.